Welcome to the Palo Alto Weekly's podcast, Behind the Headlines. Today, we're talking about a new student group working to increase awareness about consent, relationships, and sexual violence at Palo Alto High School. I'm education reporter Elena Kidvani, and I'm joined by Pali seniors Alexa Alami and Catherine Beekler, who are leading this effort. All right, well, we're so happy to have Alexa Alami and Catherine Beekler here today. You're both seniors at Pali, and you are leading the new Student Rise group working to educate and raise awareness around sexual harassment and violence at Pali. So yes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Could you tell me a little bit about your group and what your goal is?
Yeah, so our group has many focuses. This past semester, we've been focusing on providing feedback to ANEA, who's going to be implementing four 40-minute sessions this semester. So we've been providing feedback to her on how to improve her current education.
And this is ANEA Bogue. She's an expert on gender and violence prevention.
Yes, and our district has actually brought her in. She did assemblies last year, but this year she's going to be doing, she's been creating sessions that the teachers will teach. That are going to be smaller groups. And so one of the purposes of this is to, from our perspective, I think eliminate joking. That's a big issue on our campus of joking about these issues. And I think in larger group settings, there's more room to have this joking. I don't know if you agree, Alexa.
Yeah.
So that's one of our main purposes. I think another thing is to have continuous education throughout the year on this. So we're doing more of projects, which kind of give, you know, this continuous education rather than having just like one assembly and then nothing, you know, which is really what makes really nice, what makes the 40-minute sessions really nice is because they're in blocks, you know, so you're having a more continuous educational experience.
Yeah, when we first met, you talked about how there was an assembly with another expert, Jackson Katz.
Yes.
And for you, while that was helpful, what was much more impactful was sort of the smaller classroom discussion afterwards.
Exactly. So we're both in the social justice pathway. And I actually spoke about an experience at one of the Palo Alto, the PAUSD district board meetings about, you were in the discussion too, when we had the discussion with Miss Angel about, and we were just talking about our campus culture, and it was a long time ago, it was like sophomore year, but everyone started opening up and being really honest with each other. So I'm really excited to see like how these smaller group settings work this semester.
And Alexa, part of what brought you to this effort was a survey that you conducted for your social justice pathway class that showed the joking about, you know, sexual violence and consent is pretty commonplace, but also a real desire for this more in-depth, like serious education among students. So why did you conduct that survey, and how did it work?
So I conducted this survey because the only annual sexual harassment, sexual assault education we had was during this 40-minute lesson, which was bullying and harassment. And I found that few people were paying attention, and just through my experiences and the experiences of my friends, I knew this had to be addressed in a more I think, more appropriate way. And so that led me to working with a local design thinking company and designing this survey, which garnered, I think, 243 responses, which I was not expecting because this is a voluntary survey, and these very in-depth responses, and I would say very passionate responses too on this issue. And I would also say there was a consensus that like you said, people were frustrated with the joking. They wanted more information on intimate partner violence and the available resources and how to report to. So,
where do you think that the joking attitude comes from among students?
I think it stems from a fear. A fear of, I guess, being ostracized. I think these behaviors are very common, and I think now that there's more of like a recognition that these behaviors are not okay, I think people are fearful that, oh, I'm going to, you know, get some like backlash. And I think it's kind of reflected in the Me Too movement. So, yeah, I think fear mostly and possibly discomfort with these topics because they're so taboo.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And before both of you sort of got involved in this work, what was your own understanding of consent and healthy relationships? And, you know, if you were sexually assaulted or harassed or a friend was, you know, what you were supposed to do about it? Like, did you feel like you had a good grounding in those issues and what to do?
Yeah, I think a main issue with our education is, at least for me, I felt like everything I had learned was very textbook, and I didn't know, like, it was what was, even in, like, middle school, when I had a lot of issues in middle school, like, I didn't know that it was not okay, those behaviors were not okay, because no one ever told me about them, no one ever talked about it, like, no teachers, no adults, not even my parents. And now I see that as a huge issue. And I see that I just wish I knew more so I could really go to someone and tell them like what happened and what I was going through. Because I didn't realize that, those actions are not okay on any level.
Yeah.
And so